Am I right?
We are here.
Woohoo!
Tell me what's going on,
Twisted Cupid. Twisted Cupid Podcast. That's right.
Every Thursday night.
You heard the man. This is the Twisted Cupid Podcast. If you are watching on YouTube, you may notice we have a slightly new look. We have the two cameras set up now, so hopefully...
But we're all here in the same room.
Yes, we are all here in the same room. That is the magic of cinema. Or I guess this is technically cinema. The magic of podcasting.
I can't wait until like we focus on one person and it's like all our heads are turned in different directions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? Well, it's already like that. It's already like that on the clip, so it's not going to make a difference.
Ooh.
The only thing is the clip should be way better because we're not like just completely zooming way in on one camera, you know? Anyway, enough about how the sausage is made. With me as always, my amazing co-host, Amy Liska. How's it going, Amy?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited about this.
I am too. I hope you had a good week.
Let me think. You know what? I work as much as I can. But when my work schedule all of a sudden actually schedules me a lot of work, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I kind of wait tables, but it was like only on like pickup. Like I was kind of waiting here and there. Like maybe I'd pick up one shift here, two shifts here, and I loved it because you make money when you wait tables. But then all of a sudden they put five shifts on my.
No.
Oh no.
I was like, hell no. And I'm like, okay, do you not see that I'm like 6 months pregnant? And I don't know. I have a kid at home. I don't know. I've never seen myself try to hit away money so fast.
Sure.
Uh-huh. It's like I need the money, but as soon as like the work came and the money comes, I'm like, what is going on here? Sorry.
It's like the difference between like getting to work and having to work. It's like that very fine line.
There you go.
Yeah.
But we are doing the podcast right now, man. So hopefully that's better than work for you.
Yes.
You
know what I mean? Thank you.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to have our two guests. We have two awesome returning guests, man. First up, she is a returning guest, as I said, a hilarious stand-up comic. The one, the only, Sarah Shipley. Thank you for being back on the show.
Woo-hoo! Sarah.
Thank you for being here. Tell me where they can find you.
Funny Sarah Shipley on everything. It's the easiest. Yeah.
Nice. Go follow her, see her live.
Yeah.
Follow her on the socials, all
April
that good stuff.
April 15th, if you're in the New York area, a new show coming up at Sunnyside at Sanger Hall.
Oh really?
Cool. Oh, there you go.
No way. Right.
Yeah,
oh
Monday.
My gosh, I love that. Monday?
That's great.
Monday, April 15th is the first one. We're going to see how it goes and then hopefully monthly or.
That's awesome.
There we go.
Sanger Hall is right down the block from us, so we love Sanger Hall.
Yes,
love
it's great.
Love it.
So come
Burgers
by.
Are amazing.
Yeah,
go see them April 15th.
Yeah,
April 15th. You have a show coming up.
Can
you plug it?
Let me introduce our second guest. He is not only a returning guest to the podcast, he is a returning co-host. Back when this used to be Love Gurus, way back in the day. We started the podcast together.
Oh my God.
The only Freddie G.
So happy to be back. We've come full circle.
Yes.
Wow.
Full circle, man. Thank you for being back on the show.
Oh, so happy to be here. At Orange Freddy G. I got a show at an Upper West Side deli that I'm going to start running every month on May 4th.
Oh, nice.
No Star Wars allowed, so avoid all the other Star Wars themed shows and come to our show, Locks of Laughs at the Deli on the Upper West Side.
There you go. They're doing all Star Trek material on the Star Wars day. It's a total.
It's very completely different. Completely different show.
But yeah, dude, thank you for being back on. Thank both of you for being back on. Without further ado, are you guys ready to take your first question from the wild animals on Reddit?
Never been more ready.
All right, let's do it.
I love it.
First question from the animals on Reddit. If you guys have questions to write in, write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com. I think there's a little bit of a delay on one of these cameras, man. I don't think
it's going to work.
Oh, I noticed that, yeah. Yeah, our cameras
delayed. Look at that. There's like a that's like a five.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty ugly, man.
Matt, what do you think? Matt is in the
there's
chat.
A delay on both of them.
Matt loves it. Yeah. Wait, who stole whose bag of hair? Interesting.
Yes. In fact, thank you to everybody listening right now, man. If you're listening on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, any of those good audio-only platforms, we still appreciate you, but we would love you even more if you came to YouTube and watched live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Give us your comments. Give us your questions right there in the chat. Thank you to Matt and to Joel on YouTube.
Joel's here.
They're in the chat there. Mm. Oh, yeah. Matt says, boy, girl. Yeah, we're doing like a switching the cameras up there. little bit of a delay on mine. I don't know if it's streaming delayed or if that's just on our display. Hopefully that's not the case. But Joel on YouTube says, at Twisted Cuban Podcast, hello, friends. I can't stay tonight, but wanted to thank you, Jake and Amy, nice. For your messages. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Joel.
Sorry about your mother, Joe. Joel,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, dude. Thank you, Joel, and I'm sorry about your mother. I hope that's going well for you and your family. But without further ado, are you guys ready to take your first question from the Wild Animals on Reddit?
Yes.
All right, first question from the Wild Animals on Reddit.
All right, so can you... What's the title of the show? What's the theme? I forgot.
It is... hang on. If only we would have talked about this before the podcast, I could have... that was...
While you're doing that, maybe... Matt, what are these numbers? Is this a code that we're supposed to be solving?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
Oh, that was unexpected. I think
that
is what
was unexpected. That's what it is.
There we go.
Should we... okay, so that was unexpected, mainly because I feel like all these people that were... that had these complaints, it was kind of unexpected on their part that this was what was going to happen, you know? All right. So, my girlfriend hooked up with her ex and then dumped me. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, man.
So, I'm a 47-year-old male, and I met a woman who's 42. And I had a huge crush on her and casually dated her on and off for 2 years before she finally felt ready to commit to me on New Year's Eve.
Oh, nice.
We slept together and took the plunge into exclusivity. We only lived about a half a mile away from each other, and we were always together. Sex was two-notch stellar. Last night I had to work, and she decided to go out. She ran into her ex, got drunk, hooked up, and told me today that she was so sorry, but she was in love with him still. And she tried with me, but I wasn't that kind of a man that she needed. Even though I was a great guy in bed, I wasn't the partner she needed because she wants a guy who has money and income and brains and to be a real provider.
Did she have to throw the brains thing in? I mean,
you're an idiot.
Not only are you too dumb for my, too poor for my father, you're too dumb too.
I don't
think that's crazy.
I don't think their relationship was going that great since New Year's Eve. That's all I can say.
You can call me broke or dumb, not both. And I am both. Like, I get it, but you only need to go with one. I already get that it's not happening.
How old is she? Sorry, he's 47.
42.
And she is 42.
Oh, okay. I thought he was yeah.
Okay. We're adults.
This is crazy because it gets even crazier, and it's like they're way too old for this stuff. I don't know.
It's weird that she needs a great she needs money because a great dick is priceless. The lady's not.
I believe Kay Jeweler said that.
More D&E.
She wants a real provider, while I was just an average Joe with an average job who only made enough to contribute equally and not provide for her to the level she deserves. She was an old-fashioned girl who wanted to be a traditional relationship where the man provides for her, and she's a stay-at-home mom. I mean, she's 42. When is she going to become the mom?
Wow, yeah.
And I couldn't provide for her. A 50-50 man is a broke man, and you are just a 50-50 man.
Damn.
Were her exact words. Wow. I don't even think they
that
were ever
like
in
love.
That sounds
like an angry TLC song.
Yeah.
Just a 50-50 man.
She dumped him and roasted him.
Don't go chasing 50-50.
Oh, hell no. 60-40 is as low as I'll go.
No.
At least you're willing to negotiate.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, I'm absolutely crushed. I was deeply emotionally invested in her. She encouraged it, fed me bullshit and pretty lies to ensure it wouldn't happen, then wrecked me. Now I have to live with the emotional wreckage while she goes on. I don't believe in karma, and I don't think I have the right to want bad for her just because she followed her heart. But I do hate her. I hate her for using me as a placeholder.
Ouch.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's rough, man.
Does it go on to say I'm going to stalk her? And is that where it is?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like she might cheat with this guy because he has the better dick. The other guy's got the money.
Sure.
But yeah, he was just a fling. I feel bad for him. Usually these people are idiots, but I do feel bad for this guy.
Yeah,
but this just
rough.
Happened. Like, I take current questions. So they were together on New Year's Eve, and this just happened. So it's what, March? End of March? So he was a placeholder for at least 3 months. That's honestly, 3 months is enough to know you don't like someone.
That's a full quarter.
Yeah, yeah, that's enough
that's
to know.
Full. That's yeah. Q1.
Yeah. Yeah, he got his Q1 performance right. review.
Yeah,
he gave her the
that
full Q1.
Yeah. He's got the growth, but only in the pants.
That's right. That's right. You got you got Q1 dick, but I'm a Q2 kind of lady.
Colin DeGarbo. Hi, Colin.
Oh, friend of the show.
Oh, Colin.
Colin
DeGarbo.
Yeah, brains on, was a low blow. Don't need no half and halves.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's like I just feel like for their ages, because he's 47, she's 42, they're acting like they're like 21.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I always think it's funny when we take questions from people in their 40s and 50s, and they're acting like they're sophomores in high school. God.
These people were just in a cult their whole lot. They just like just broke out of the same cult, started dating, and it didn't work out.
I had one girlfriend the entire time I was in solid Scientology, and now I'm 57.
I just don't know why he didn't see any of this coming. Like, I feel like get to a certain age, and not only are you more protective with, like, who you date and who you're exclusive with, but even, like, your friends. You're like, I feel like I will walk into a room, and if I don't know anyone, people will be like, I'm not going to mess with her because I know she's a bitch, and I can't deal with bitches anymore in my life. Like, people will just X you out because they just have a feeling. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
they just,
right.
That's just shitty on her, too, because she knew. She knew from, like, day one.
Yeah.
You know, and she let this drag on. Like, she knew what she was doing. This poor guy.
Well, she needed a place to sleep.
Oh. Jeez. Yeah. She was looking for a sugar daddy.
Right.
She didn't ask. She, you got to ask that day one, apparently.
Yeah. But she only wanted a sugar daddy for a quarter. That's more like a high fructose corn syrup uncle at best.
I'm more curious about this ex that... Who dumped who? Like, did she get dumped by this ex? Like,
how much
money is he really making? You know,
I'm thinking she was acting like Peg Bundy, but wasn't nearly as hot as Kathy Siegel. that's what I think happened.
Damn. Mm-mm.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know what to say except for I feel like he should have seen this coming, and I feel bad. For him.
It's kind of a rough one because it's like, well, but to be fair, it's only been 3 months. If she's acting like this toward him now, you think it's getting better by quarter three or four? Absolutely not.
You should be thanking her for getting out now.
Yeah,
like,
he got out quick. Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. It's sort of like that Chaz Palminteri speech in A Bronx Tale about when he's chasing the guy over $20 and he's like, do you like the kid? No, I hate him. Well, for the price of $20, he's out of your life forever. You've wasted however much money you have on her. It probably seems like a lot. But again, we're only in the first quarter of 1 year. This could get a hell of a lot worse if you stay with her for longer, if you move in with her, if you do all this stuff. So... Yeah, man, it's just cut your losses. I don't understand what's
like
so difficult for this
you
guy.
Can't be this miserable until you're married.
Yeah.
And like, and then it's like it's almost like it's just too much to even think about like trying to get a divorce. You know, it's like
he's
already
like,
on your second kid.
He's acting like he's going into a custody battle. Whereas, like, he only, they don't even have any mutual Facebook friends by this point. Like, it's, we're quarter one, dude. Like, just cut your losses.
Yeah, their relationship was like Bitcoin. It's bound to crash.
Right. Exactly.
If you live a half mile from someone and you met New Year's Eve, like, that's a convenience. That's all that is.
Right.
It's like, I guess I'll kiss you because there's no one else here. And then it's like it rolled into a relationship by accident. And it's like,
I do think this guy's going to move. I think this guy's going to move at least 0.7 miles away. It's too close for him. He can't stay. He's too emotionally invested. But by the time he's 55, 60, he'll be more mature.
So. They'll meet up at the end like The Notebook.
When she's lost all of her memory.
That's right. Yeah.
And he can be like, I'm Steven. I'm the guy that you left and went back to. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Frank today. Do you want to have a one-night stand again?
Just Groundhog Day forever.
Groundhog Dick. That's what he's got going on.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
I don't know, but this guy's very sad, and I feel bad for him.
I do too.
He's very sympathetic.
I just feel like she didn't need to throw him that far into the bus. Like, what went so bad that she had to pull that statement, that 50-50 statement? Yeah, that's harsh.
Well, he's just trying to be a feminist, and yeah, he really blew up in his face. This guy's gonna get into Andrew Tate real hard.
Oh yeah, dude. He's going so the other extreme from now on.
If he's watching, delete YouTube immediately because their algorithm is going to radicalize you.
Oh yeah, dude. He's gonna be. He's writing a manifesto as we speak. On an old school clang clangy typewriter and everything.
Yeah, I recently saw. Like a YouTube documentary about this like date gone wrong, and they like lived close by, and you know, things just didn't work out, and this lady like turned into a psychopath but blamed it on another lady that he was dating.
Really?
So this whole time they thought the one lady was crazy, but really it was the other one like orchestrating this whole thing, like burned down her house and like
what.
Dude,
hopefully this
like
guy
doesn't.
Was this like a Novatello or whatever?
No, it was real.
It was a real documentary.
Yes, real story.
Wait,
for
what?
Years they thought like the one lady, we'll call her Becky. They thought Becky was like doing all this crazy shit, burned down the house, got shot in the leg, like.
But he ended up marrying the
you know
crazy
what?
One.
You know what I've learned halfway through the story is I shouldn't bring up things unless I know all the details.
Wait, did you finish watching it?
Yeah, but I don't remember it enough to be like, this is what happened.
What's it called? Because I want to watch it.
I don't even know.
It was a documentary about that guy.
I'll put it in the show notes. I do this all the time. I was like, I watched a thing. It was crazy. And that's all I can tell you about.
It had that lady in it that was in that thing last
year. Yeah, you're going to love it if I can ever
I do love
remember
the Othello
what it
reference.
Was.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. But moral of the whole story is I hope this guy doesn't lose it and like just make her life a living hell because she deserves it a little, but not not like psychopath behavior.
Yeah, honestly, the more we break this question down, the more I'm on the lady side.
You always do that.
I know. I always like to err against the person writing the question. I pointed out every week this is a source by for and about them, so it's going to skew toward their.
It's their Fox News, as you still say.
Yes, their Fox News or MSNBC.
This guy is hurting. I feel bad because he's hurting.
Yeah, but stupid people hurt a lot, and a lot of time it's because they're running into fucking doors because they're too dumb to use the handle. This guy should have used the handle. Here's what I think happened. I think this is too forward in quarter one out of the blue. I think she has been giving hints because for the most part, when women want to break off something casual, they just tend to drop hints. I'm not saying guys don't do that same thing. I'm saying women tend to do it more. They have a harder time, most women, with doing what she did. With just flat out rejecting a motherfucker to his face. Some women don't give a shit. Some women are Cruella DeVille, and they're going to break some dude's heart while looking him in the eye, and then they're going to go make a jacket out of little puppies. But most women are like, I don't know. Maybe if I just don't text him for 3 days, he'll get the hint. I think she's been doing a lot of that, and she's like, dude, what else do I have to do? I mean, like, I've been showing up with other dudes, you know, Clinton stains on my dress. Like, this is what the fuck, man.
Also, I will say, I'm going to back you up here for a second because, in my experience, if a lady comes out guns blazing after 3 months and calls him stupid, he did something.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't just like, work out.
Well, also, I just don't understand when.
I think he's too stupid to get a hit. She's not lying about the stupid thing.
She's like, I need a guy that can provide for me. Okay, a lot of people want a provider.
Sure.
I get that. But then just to be like, and brains, like, what?
He did something. He did something, and he's not going to talk about it.
Do you know how dumb you have to be called dumb to your face in quarter one? It took my wife about a year and a half to realize how fucking dumb I am. You know what I mean? Like, this guy, if it's quarter one, she thought I was a genius.
Yeah.
She thought I was a genius. She thought I had a real job. If you can't even keep the lie going quarter one, what? I mean, there's no hope for you.
You got to go slow burn. You really got to go slow burn with it. You got to let it simmer.
This guy burned like that guy screaming about Palestine outside the fucking...
Full blaze.
What was that? The Capitol building or whatever he did that.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry that you're hurting, but I don't have any hope for you. Like, I just feel like... find the different girl? Like, I don't know. Like, why are you hung up on this girl? I feel like he's too old to be hung up on someone, you know, for this short amount of time.
He is, but I the more we talk about it, the more dumb I think this man really is.
I mean,
47, yeah.
For 47, yeah. This guy's in his 40s. We're not talking about a 23-year-old kid.
I wish we could see pictures of these people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this makes sense.
His mouth's hanging open in the picture. I'll tell you that right now.
And if
he's reading a book silently, his eyes are moving along with it. If it's one of those kind of video photos where it gives you a few seconds, his eyes are going left to right, up and down.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, I just dropped my phone and I can't reach down and get it.
I got you.
My advice to this guy you're not good at life. You're amazing at sex, though that is the Fox News version of his sex.
Yeah, it might just be amazing.
But you got to get on field and be like, just talk up your dick and just you'll be drowning in 42-year-old women.
That's true.
Well, he said they were amazing at sex together. Like,
exactly.
She didn't mention anything about.
That's a good point. I think a lot of times dumb people think they're better at things than they really are. And we've established that this man is indeed very dumb. I think she's faking orgasms and dummy falls for it every time. I think she's in there throwing unconvincing, un-Oscar award-winning orgasms. Just,
this is amazing.
Yeah, she sounds like Siri talking about, I'm getting off so hard right now.
If you're going to fake it, he's got to go 70-30.
Yeah. I know the saying is fake it till you make it, but after a whole quarter... This lady's like, I'm never going to make it. Not with this guy. Not financially, not physically, not mentally, psychologically, none of that.
Aww.
He can't play crossword puzzles.
All right. I feel, okay, we got it. We got to move on.
He can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
I can't
screw in a light bulb without three people spinning a stool while he fucking holds it in place.
All right. I'm ready for the next one.
All right. Next question on the Twisted Cube podcast. Marlene on YouTube says Tom and Marlene are here. What's going on, Tom and Marlene on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yes. We have listeners, man.
So your parents are still together?
Yeah. I hope so.
I'm saying that's how you learn to give such great advice from a great parents relationship. Yeah.
That's right.
They're still together. Physically.
Let's take our next question on the Twisted Cupid podcast. If you guys got questions to write in, write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com or even better, right live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Give us your comments. Give us your questions right there in the chat. Also, if there is indeed a lag on the video for you guys, too, between our voices and the... Throw it in the chat, man. I'm kind of curious.
I think there might be, too.
But either way, you still have the audio. So if there's too much of a lag, here's what you do. Is you do it like you're watching a dubbed movie on Netflix or something. Is you just don't you kind of stare at, don't look at the lips. Just don't look at the lips.
I'm just gonna start mouthing words and not say anything just to screw with them up.
Oh, Abiola is here, man.
Hi, Abiola.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for a friend of the show, man. Thanks for being on the other week.
We started something new with the cameras, so there probably is a lag, but
yeah.
You know what? We'll have it all fixed out next week, so you guys got to tune in, okay?
It's an ever-evolving show.
Blame my awkwardness on the lag.
Freddie's responsible. Like, Freddie walked in, and the cameras are like, "Oh fuck this! We're not making the lips move with the audio on time. No way."
All right. So, as you guys know, if you're just tuning in, the whole theme of this podcast is, "Well, that was unexpected," because it just seems like all these questions are people that are dealing with things that they didn't expect this to happen. Okay.
Marlene on YouTube says old farts rule. That's right.
Yeah.
Matt on YouTube says no, her parents went to different NFL teams. Oh! Mm-hmm. Oh, dad was a free agent. Papa was a free agent, as the song went.
All right. Next question.
Next question on the Twisted Cupid podcast.
Woo-woo. Wife told trainer at gym about our sex life. Mm. Dun, dun, dun. My wife, 33, and I am a 44-year-old male, have a busy schedule for ourselves due to my work and her full-time school and work. We have a full-time live-in nanny for our two kids, so there are times that we can have to, you know, have a quick date. So, for the last 6 weeks or so, we had only been intimate two times, but just quickies, which I'm honestly not fond of, and she knows this.
Mm-hmm. Trainer's like, that's not enough cardio, bro. Quickies is not good cardio.
Yeah, I've seen this movie.
So, yes, for sure.
So on Monday morning, I mentioned that it would be nice if we can make some time just to do it. She offered a quickie, which I tried, but then I got just disinterested. Plus, I've only had 4 hours of sleep prior. I told her I would rather skip the gym and take some time to take some sleeping meds and catch up on sleep. She said, okay, and left for the gym. After the gym ended, I got a ring on the dash cam notification and groggily, I don't know how to say that word, groggily?
Groggily?
Like groggy?
I thought the trainer had a crazy ass name. You got a trainer with some Austrian groggily.
Yeah, it is perm season with groggily.
He's waking up to the dash cam, waking him up to groggily. Groggingly? I don't know. Groggingly?
He was
groggy. Yeah.
He groggingly clicked on it. It was my wife in the car talking to one of the coaches, the trainer, outside her car. He started some small talk and asked, where's your husband? She said, he's being petty. The coach said, huh? What's the subject? And she said, sex. And then the dash cam video then blanked out. Dun, dun, dun. I confronted her about this because this was a private issue. And why would you tell some stranger that teaches the fitness class that we go to? She got defensive and said, I had no right to view the ring dash cam, and that the conversation was about something completely different, about how the coach was shy and that he doesn't know how to talk to people. The ring dash cam is part of our ring ecosystem. I have one in my car, garage, door, indoor, front door. I didn't.
Wait, what is this? Is he the NSA? Like, what is all these cameras?
If you don't know what it is, no, a dash cam is basically a security system around your entire house. So if someone's talking around your perimeters, it starts videotaping you.
This is
This is rich people stuff. So if you drive up to someone's driveway, and they won't let you in the gate until like the camera comes on, the dash cam comes on. So basically, he got an alert saying, "Hey, someone's at your gate," and it happened to be the trainer and her talking, and she's like, "You're."
Yeah, okay.
All the poor people out there, if you don't watch Real Housewives, all have dash cams. Okay, it's part of the security around your house to protect your house.
So it's basically around the house, not actually like in her car.
I thought it was on the dash.
I thought it was like in her vehicle.
It's around their car. Okay. They can put it around the car, in the driveway, in the front door, back door, any type of entrance way. And people have like gone up to people's dash cams like in their doorway and told other people off just because they know it will start recording, all this stuff.
So they're just going up and just like knocking on the mailbox and going, hey, you're a prick, and then walking away.
Yeah, that's happened before.
That sounds fun. I just want to do that to random people.
It's like ding dong ditch, but it's not anonymous.
Hey, I have people that just
hey bitch, it's me again.
I have kids that will like slam their legs into my door and they knock and run, and it scares the crap out of me. I would try to dance.
I want to go up to those things in like masks and costumes and all kinds of. I'm gonna go up in like a Richard Nixon mask and be like, "You have your Christmas lights up in January."
I mean, they are called the Ring Dash Cam, so I don't know.
It's so convenient. The problem with these things is like, you know, Amazon knows your wife's not getting laid enough. That's the problem. You're creating like a security state around.
But
she's getting ads for dildos and stuff.
Yeah.
This isn't the whole thing. So he was basically like, I wasn't really spying on you because it came up on my dash cam.
It alerts you.
Alerts you. And then he says, what does the coach's shyness have to do with us? Yeah. Anyways, I got so pissed that I blocked her contact for a period of time. Ooh. And then when he did undo the text messages, this is what the text messages said. Now, the text messages were long. I took them out. This was the gist of the text messages, okay? The wife told that the trainer, she actually admitted to the to him that she told the trainer that she was venting about their sex life. The husband said
like
that,
you do.
The husband said that was inappropriate and that he's so embarrassed because it's their gym that they both go together, and now he wants them to cancel both their memberships because he can't go to a gym where everyone knows about their sex life. And then the wife is extremely sorry and has agreed to cancel everyone's gym membership. Okay, so
it's like a Curb episode.
I know. Yeah. So then this is the ending. I ended up canceling her gym membership since I was paying for it, and she offered. I'm thinking of canceling our Hawaii trip coming on May to see my sick father and go alone. Sure if I'm overreacting, but I'm angry at the fact that instead of apologizing, she just started to deflect. I'm not sure what to do now. But I read the text messages, and she was very apologetic in the text messages. So I don't know what he's talking about. And
what's his question?
So his question is, he thinks he's now overreacting because after he canceled their gym memberships, now he wants to cancel the trip to Hawaii and all that stuff. And
yeah, he's over. I don't see what the Hawaii trip has to do with
it. I actually wrote this guy back on Reddit.
Oh, no shit. What'd you tell him?
Damn.
Did you tell him to like and subscribe?
Tell him we can talk shit about him.
I said, I understand you canceling your gym membership, but if you're not going in the direction of the divorce, stop with this nonsense.
Yeah.
It's like you can't just like keep saying, well, I'm going to cancel this and I'm going to cancel that. I was like,
she fucked up. She admitted it.
Yeah.
She canceled the gym membership.
She seemed okay with it. Like, yeah, that's fine. Right. We'll find a different gym.
And honestly, I don't think she...
She knows she fucked up, and she admitted it.
I think she was venting, and she didn't realize how far she went. But I will say, when I was reading some of the comments from other people, a lot of people were thinking that she was revving the trainer up to sleep with her.
I was thinking that because that does seem like something you would say to a dude to at least plan it in his head for later, or to have him maybe be like, oh, what, you know, what's wrong? Oh, she's not. Maybe if he's doing more cardio, you get laid more. I do a lot of cardio. Look at me. I'm a personal trainer.
And then he's like, I'm shy. Can you initiate sex?
Yeah.
That line always works.
I don't know. Trainers cost a lot.
Not if you're fucking them.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, cost so much. Why would you?
Pump me up and then I pump you up. That's my. Yeah, you pay your dues.
It's a program we're offering.
These people are real rich.
I don't know. The
pump and pump. It is my new gym. And if you are made, you get half off.
It's a good deal. I think it's a fine deal. Maybe not for the husband.
I mean, I'm tired of gyms that just fuck you metaphorically with these prices of these days. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, might as well.
See, he's 44, she's 33. I think she should leave him. I think he's toxic. And, like, he's older and controlling. I don't know. This is bad. Yeah.
It's just a 10-year difference. That's not too bad.
No, it's not terrible, especially when you're in, like, your 40s and stuff. But
they have two kids, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't leave kids. You're going, hey, mom and dad, you know how we all used to live together in one big house, and then you guys both rented shitty apartments separately, and I get carted back and forth? Hey, why is that? Oh, no, she said something dumb to the gym trainer. Oh, you mean like she fucked him? No, just mentioned our sex like a little bit, and then said she wouldn't anymore and canceled the membership. It's like, dude, you're going to be in the wrong. If you go to divorce court, and your lawyer is sitting there going, but Your Honor, He got shit talked about him on a whatever nanny cam that was, and then she apologized and never saw the guy again and canceled the membership. It's like, dude, you are losing everything. She is gonna fucking rake you over the coals in divorce court.
I say she should take it.
Well, no. If she was the one writing the question, absolutely. Call his bluff. Go to divorce court. You are gonna win. But this guy is the one writing the question, and he's going to lose.
This guy could afford a good therapist. Okay, why is he rich as hell? He's got 50 dash cams. Pay a therapist. Do some Zoom therapy on one of the dash cams.
Yeah, trade two cameras for a therapy session. Yeah. That's what I say.
A live-in nanny? A full-time live-in nanny?
For their two kids, yeah.
Sheesh. Wow, I miss that.
Oh, you guys going to have that, right?
And she's going to school, and she works, and he's working. So they have very busy lives, so they haven't had time for sex. They've had two quickies in the last six weeks.
If they stay together, she bangs the trainer and he bangs the nanny. I'm calling it right now.
I'm calling it like
Babe Ruth.
I mean, I would complain too because it's like I've had two quickies in the last 6 weeks and then she sets up one more quickie And instead of him just doing the quickie, he says, no, I'm going to go take sleep meds instead.
Dude, dude,
like,
dude,
at least take the quickie.
This guy sucks.
Like, I know.
That'll help you sleep.
I know that, like, that's not what he wanted, but, like, you know, I think he has enough money to plan a. I don't know.
If it's been, he has only done it twice in 6 weeks, and he turned down a quickie to take sleep meds. Here's what he's. No, if he was a better husband, she's right. She's right. His wife is right about their sex life. Because if he had a normal sex drive, he'd be like, ooh, I just took sleep meds. Let's do the quickie as they start to kick in.
Yeah, wait, like, and then I can pass minutes. Out hard.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great. They do the quickie as the sleep drugs are kicking in and you're feeling real good. And then, boom, you're out. You finish.
Or,
the sleep drugs take full hold and you're asleep.
Or he just passes out and she takes care of it.
After 6 weeks,
if I ever end the sleep meds, you're now a human Sabian or whatever those things are.
No, but he chose to take the sleep meds instead of the quickie.
Oh, so he hadn't even popped the pills
yet.
No.
Wow. He said he got mad. What did he say? He said.
It seems like he's like, I tried. It's not really his thing.
He took the sleep pills.
Fucking is
he
really
wanted.
Thing?
He wanted more than that. So he was kind of upset.
Yeah, he said,
was like, you know
she
what, I'd
offered
not.
A quickie, which I tried, but got disinterested.
What does that mean?
He got disinterested. He tried.
He tried.
And then got disinterested.
Well, okay. Again, I like I said, I usually rule against the person writing a question. Just to, you know, reiterate, when there's a lack of detail about anything, I always think that if this person intentionally did not put that detail in there and kind of breezed over because it would look bad. I'm going to try it. I was disinterested. Like, what's it even mean? He gave us so much detail with everything else, and then he just breezes over this with his vagaries and nonsense.
He couldn't get it up.
Exactly. I think he didn't want to say it, or like, it clearly relates to what she was talking about the trainer with. He's got a problem with his sex drive, or they got a problem with their sex life, or something's going on, man, and he's not really addressing it. He's just going, well, but she talked about it with the personal trainer. It's like, yeah, she was a dick for doing that. It was wildly inappropriate, but you're still not if she's sexually frustrated enough to where she's babbling to personal trainers on nanny cams, bro, something's wrong.
Yeah, she. It is the opposite problem as the other guy. The guy had great dick, no money. This guy has money, no dick.
Yeah. If these guys cloned, we splice their DNA and we create the perfect combination of dick money ratio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe they live at the same place.
Yeah. Also, after 6 weeks of no sex, it would probably be a quickie anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's been 6 weeks. He's not going to last the whole night. I mean, it's gonna be done in 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, how quickie is the quickie?
Yeah, I mean, it's he said quickie. I mean, it's clearly not gonna be that long. I mean, he could do it before the sleeping pills kicked in, so I don't know. Sleeping pills don't kick in right away unless you snort them. Did he snort them? I don't think this guy snorts them. He seems like too much of a boring stick in the mud to be crushing up pills and doing rails.
He was still able, like, if you take a sleeping pill, you're usually out. And he was able, what's it called? Dash cam still woke him up. So he was still kind of.
Oh, this wussy like, takes
weak ass
sleeping
pills. He probably
took
a half of a pill or something. I don't know.
Taking Mitt Romney Mormon sleeping pills.
Yeah.
He ain't taking the fun ones.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the FCC. I don't know what the Drug Administration said that.
I don't know. This guy needs to go hard on the sleeping pills. And then do a quickie as they're setting in. I think this could revamp their love life.
Yeah, just black out.
Yeah, boom.
Well, I mean,
but as they're kicking in, don't turn it into a Cosby situation.
His main question, you'll
be a little high.
His main question is like, did I overreact? And I honestly think like no, but when you're like
so.
when he. Like, I can totally understand, like, okay, we got to cancel the gym memberships because you totally blabbed about our sex life. And I'd feel uncomfortable just like, hey, how's it going? How's it hanging? And I'm like, well, you know, but I mean, then to be like, well, you can't come see my father who's dying. I'm going alone now. Like, that's just like, if
that's
you're going to kick her out
yes,
of the family,
he
like, that's something
then.
Different.
Yeah, it's he didn't overreact initially. But he's continuing to escalate. It's like what she did was a 4 out of 10. He's acting like it's a 9.6, man.
A non-negotiable. Like, what's the underlying issue here that he's not admitting?
He doesn't want people knowing his dick doesn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. It either doesn't work or he's into something crazy.
He's not into quickies. We know that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think this guy is making it all about what his wife did, which, yeah, she fucked up. It was wildly inappropriate, but it seems like she's done her part to make amends for it. And while he's getting on her case, which rightfully he should, he's not addressing what seems to be a legitimate concern on her end because of the little bit of information we've had. They're not having much sex, and he's not doing anything to rectify that situation. You know what I mean? They got Viagra if it's really that big a deal. Or if it's just like, hey, man, if it's getting stale, just take some edibles, man. Take those sleeping pills. Take whatever. And, you know, do some ketamine, something. And just kind of, you know, make it fun.
This guy needs more drugs.
Therapy, yeah. Therapy and drugs.
Is blocking the text of the person you're married to normal?
That's bizarre. That's bizarre. That's very bizarre.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. He's going too far with this.
But then I'm like, she lives with you.
Yeah.
How big is this house that he was able to block the text messages and still not run into his wife? Like,
right.
Because I would just be like, how about I just confront you face to face now?
Yeah. She could also just talk to him via ring cam. This
you blocked my text. Well, guess what? I'm on the dash cam, bitch. Notify you.
I just thought that was so funny. And also, like, I don't know. When someone just goes out of their way to block their wife from text messages.
What are you, 16?
Yeah.
I think this is, who's that British monarch lady who they're all worried about? Kate Middleton? Yeah. I think this is Kate Middleton's husband. I think this is why she hasn't been seen in so long.
Well, she just come out and she just
said she made a video. She has cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
that's
it's
right.
Like don't.
I forgot. Yeah. Sorry. Nice. I don't follow. We'll I don't keep up to date out. On. No, we won't. I don't
be
give
nice.
A damn about the cancer of the British
it's
royal
not
family.
Going well,
I'm an American.
Cancer,
damn it. I don't follow what they're up to.
Well, the chat is saying she just died. No, just kidding.
Oh. There we go. I hope it happened on George Washington's birthday.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm ready for the next one.
The next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless anyone has some sort of like enlightening news for this couple. But yeah, he went too far.
Listen, you're adults. You're in for the long haul. You're married. Like, you got to give a
you
little.
Got two you kids gotta, and a stay-at-home nanny. It can definitely work if you have a stay-at-home nanny and also a big enough place that you can block your wife and she can't find you on that.
Yeah, he can afford Viagra. He doesn't need to settle for Blue Chew. Go over the real, the OG.
Yeah, man. I mean, this guy's marriage is like Kate Middleton. It ain't going to make it. Anyway, question. Next question on the Twisted Cuba Podcast. If you guys got questions, write them to twistedcubapodcast@gmail.com, or even better, put them in the chat. We're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Let's take the next one from the Wild Animals on Reddit.
All right. So this is the last question, you guys.
Last question.
My girlfriend is upset I haven't proposed to her on our trip. I'm a 27-year-old male, and my girlfriend, who's a 22-year-old female,
oh my
stop
god!
Stop strangling yourself with your cord, Sarah.
So when they met, he was probably 24 and she was 19 or something.
Sorry, you guys, this is getting broadcast in New York City. In New York City, everyone gets married at like 50. If you try to get married and have babies when everyone else does, we think you're crazy.
Yeah.
22, get out of here.
I know.
Next question.
What are you, Amish?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be writing on Reddit.
Are you actively pregnant right now?
Live your life. Do some cocaine. I don't know. No, I'm just joking.
Her brain's not fully mature. Yeah, wait till you're 25 to get married.
25.
That's
okay. But he's 27, so he's fully matured, right? Okay. So, I'm a 27-year-old, and she's a 22-year-old, and I were celebrating our 2-year anniversary early in February. We took a trip to Disneyland in California, and I had a nice week-long getaway.
Pause. Disney adults.
Disney adults.
Oh, Christ.
Disney adults. They have no kids.
I mean, they're barely adults.
Okay. Ugh. It had great views.
But yeah,
views.
Still fuck these people.
He really is dating a child.
So it was a week-long vacation at a beach getaway in Disneyland.
I'm more disgusted by Disney adults than the people that are actually there to do stuff for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, I really am.
100%.
I know many Disney adults. Ugh.
I did recently become friends with one. The thing is, people are so weird now. Disney adults like the least weird people.
Okay, so great views, water activities, and romantic dinners. On the last day of our trip, we had a nice romantic dinner at a restaurant on the beach. I guess during that dinner, she was waiting a proposal, which I didn't have for her. We moved in with each other a year ago, and despite my worries of it being too soon, we got along great. We are both clean, respectful, and overall best friends.
Oh, there we go.
Money. I always get, when I see questions and they start listing off, like, the whys, they're so good to each other. I am always like, red flag.
Yeah.
Like, no, honey, like, we're really good, right?
Yeah.
I like, put the toilet seat down. We're amazing together.
Again, they love to give you the details that make them personally look good. He's leaving out the reasons why they're not good together at all, especially if they're reasons that are his fault.
Both clean, respectful, and overall best friends. Money, however, has just been tight. We live in a one-bedroom and don't have lots of money to go out all the time. I changed my timeline for her, but I guess I never had a timeline as I'd been single for so long before. I never thought I would want kids and stuff, but now that all changed as I grow more in love with her. But I don't want kids right now. I guess I've been giving her mixed messages. As she puts it since I've hinted at those things. Like asking her what shape of ring she likes. Sending baby reels.
What the hell?
Guilty.
We both get drunk and talk about babies. But I've explained to her that we can't right now.
Get drunk and talk about babies.
I think she wants children soon, though. After we got back from the trip, she asked me why I didn't propose. She was under the impression I would even though I've never mentioned that. She told me that she was shocked that I didn't and thought that we were on the same page, which we are. I'm 100% want to marry her, but it will be a surprise, and I need money for a ring. She started talking about her timeline, and I told her to just relax. Stop stressing. She's so young. At 22, I didn't want any of that. Mm. So, okay, the only thing I have is he's not ready for marriage, but then he says, I guess I've been giving her mixed messages because I've been hinting at those things, like asking her what shape of ring she likes, sending her baby reels,
psychotic,
and then getting drunk
and
talking about babies. Okay, this is where you went wrong, okay? This is where I'm like, okay, now I feel bad for this girl.
If you bring up ring shape before vacation, you have to propose. That's the rule.
Yeah, dude, you sounded like a woman whose menstrual clock is ticking trapped in a man's body with that ring and baby shit. And then you're just like, what? You thought I was going to marry you? Like, that's insane.
Well, he does go on to say he's 100% on board. It's just the money issue. Like, they just can't afford that.
Yeah,
like, they can't even go out to have a nice night.
Take out a loan, buy that ring, dude. You're a loser.
Get an upgrade when you have money. Like, no. Put a ring on her finger, just like be.
Okay. Does she have a jeweler's ring? Get her one of those cubic zirconian things.
Okay, yeah. You know what's free though? Keeping your mouth fucking shut. Okay,
yeah, Amy.
Don't,
you heartless.
Exactly.
don't mention any of that stuff. If you're not ready, that's where it ends.
Yeah, this guy did it to himself.
And it's like, I mean, okay, you can say I'm on the same page that eventually I want to be married and I'm gonna have kids with you, because you don't want to be in a relationship where those two things are off the table and the other person's waiting for that. But the timeline, don't be talking about that stuff if it's not going to be for like another 5 years, you know?
This is as if he put a bunch of takeout menus in front of her and was like, what looks really good for dinner? And then they went through all of them and he was like, no, I already made his tuna salad sandwiches. I got them right over there. I was just making chit chat is all.
Someday we're going to have a meal like these ones.
Yeah. Just close your eyes while you're biting into the tuna salad. That I didn't even bother to dice up any onions or garlic with. I just used a bit of mayonnaise and salt and pepper.
No, I'm like angry. Like I feel like I'm very angry at him right now, because I feel like I'd be expecting a proposal. You don't have money, but you took me to the beach on an adult resort for Disneyland. Disney is not cheap.
No,
especially if you're going to be staying at their resorts and stuff like that. So you obviously saved up some money for an adult Disney trip and not a ring. Like, I would have.
Dude, she's a Disney adult. She don't need a diamond. Get her a blow pop ring.
Like,
she's a child.
Just get her the ears.
That week trip would have cost as much as an engagement ring.
Easily.
Like, just get me the engagement
Absolutely.
Ring.
It's just a classic miscommunication.
And then we'll walk around the park a couple times, okay?
That was his flaw. Wanting the engagement to be a surprise is a mistake. It should be pretty obvious. It's a big decision.
Yeah. I mean, well, no, I... I disagree, man. I think surprise is great.
Oh, you're such a romantic.
Well, you can't, like, if you're going to surprise, do the surprise thing. This guy did the opposite. I made mine a surprise. This guy did the exact opposite. See, what I did is I didn't talk about it at all. And then I just, boom, one knee, here's the ring.
Aww. Right?
And then this guy babbled about rings and then no fucking ring. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's crazy.
It's it like was, he had like a dollar on a fishing line. It was just like,
yeah.
Like reeling in it.
Turns out it's counterfeit. It's like it's a $1 bill. You could have given me a real dollar bill. Yeah. It's not a Franklin here. This is a $1 bill.
It costs more than a dollar to counterfeit a dollar.
It's a $3 counterfeit of a $1 bill.
I want to ask him this question. If she was like, I don't need a ring, let's just get married the cheap way, would he do it? You know? If they're already living together, I don't know.
Like, I mean, yeah, but she doesn't. She's been so disappointed by this. She doesn't want to ask the dude to get married and not have any rings, and you get an IOU and a ring box. You know, like that's she doesn't want that at this point.
I think the like crazed to get engaged thing is such a young mentality too. Yeah. At 22, I got engaged at 25.
Oh, interesting.
Oh wow.
And I was like, yeah, let's do that. But like now at 40, I'm like, if we're going to be together, we're going to be together. Like, we don't need to do this.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
We don't need to do the ring thing.
I said, after I dreamed about having a wedding, like a nice, beautiful wedding forever, and always wanted to get married, always. And after I got married, I was like, I'm never getting married again, ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's a beautiful thing to think about, and like, but the actual logistics of it are insane.
Yeah.
I think my wife was 28 when I proposed.
Yeah. Even 27 is so young for him. Yeah. Like, And it, to his credit, like he said, I've been by myself for so long, like my timeline is just a little bit pushed back. And like he's trying to compromise.
He's 27 years old. They've been dating for 2 years. That means he was with her at 25.
That's so young.
And then that means two years before that, he was living with his parents. He has not been by himself for so long. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it. Okay. Maybe if he was that 47-year-old man crushed because a 42-year-old broke up with you, yeah, I would think that you'd be alone for a while. You know what I mean? Like, but this is...
Right.
This is... He hasn't been alone for
I think he's kind of a late bloomer, yeah. Also, 25 dating a college student, it's kind of... Yeah. It's a pretty big age gap.
Yeah. 25 to 20, that is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the older you get, the more the age gaps don't really matter. But yeah, 5 years when you're in your early 20s, that's a big 5 years in terms of like maturity and where you're at mentally and things like that.
No, but I'm just saying he hasn't been alone that long. Like, I don't know why.
Maybe this is his first like real relationship. Yeah, so if you think about it that way, but he's still been alone a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
could be his last two. You lock her down, go into debt for the ring, or steal a ring, do a heist, whatever. Yes. Yeah.
Dude, just lie and say it's a diamond. Is she going to bust out one of those jewelry rings and be like, this isn't... I mean, how many carats would you say this one?
Most women would.
Her friends might not be engaged, so they won't know how crappy her diamond is.
The amount of girls that I have run into, even in New York City, that know diamonds, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know, they know.
He should just go to like a weird Buffalo exchange, get an old looking ring and be like, it was my grandma's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No.
It's like, is it a million carats? No, but she had to escape Poland with this thing.
It was
she
in her butthole.
Yeah. My grandma hid it in the one place that those Vietnamese wouldn't get it, in her ass.
She worked so hard that we could keep this in our family.
Abiola says, it sounds like they're both just young and naive, and that's why these avoidable mistakes happen, but a little empathy from both of them would be good. That's very mature.
Right.
That's very mature of you, Abiola.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They need empathy. We don't have any.
None whatsoever. Matt on YouTube says, the wedding scene in the Deer Hunter was beautiful. Yeah, just have a cheap Deer Hunter wedding, dude.
Yes, Matt. Mm.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, you have to ask, like, do you want the whole hullabaloo or do you want this relationship? Because if it's like, you know, if you're just happy with the relationship, you'll get the wedding you can do another time.
That's what I'm saying about, like, what if she was like, let's just go to the court, let's just get married. I don't need a wedding ring. So she's not worried about the money. She just wants to be married. I feel like he would still say no, like, because he's blaming the money. Yeah. I don't have the money. I think he has the money, especially if he had a whole like week at Disney.
Yeah, if he's got money to go to Disneyland and pretend he's seven.
to me, that just sounds like a honeymoon that they already had. You know what I mean?
Or like, you know, you can buy a beautiful $100 ring on Etsy. Do like some a placeholder.
Yeah, they have every ring.
And then you can upgrade when you have the money. Just like a promise that this is going to be a thing. Like, I think she'll be happy for a little
while. What I did is I went platinum band and then small diamond. I'm like, well, as I get rich, you can get a bigger diamond. Of course, she's never getting a bigger diamond. But it's a good line.
Die with that one.
The platinum lasts forever. It doesn't tarnish or whatever.
I say get her get her a platinum band and then lie about the ring. It'll cost you less money and some kid won't get his head cut off for it. So boom. It's a win-win, especially for that kid.
Oh yeah, you're a big no blood diamonds guy. I remember
That's right. It's evil.
He went off on it last time.
That's right.
I got a great Cubert, wasn't it?
Hell
Cubert,
yeah, dude.
It's a Molsonite.
That's,
yeah, was it? I love it. I love the Molsonite.
Exactly. And no one got killed for it.
Mine was a small diamond, so the kid got killed, but it really wasn't worth it.
But it was a small kid. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. He just got roughed up a bit by those diamond goons.
I swear that my Molsonite shines brighter than the regular diamond.
That's right. Like, that's right, because there's no blood on it. That's right. Yeah, nothing like a rich white woke lady retweeting BLM on her phone with a blood diamond on her ring. Like that's right. We should quit buying those fucking things.
Instead, it's just a person that had to go to work to make the diamond, being like, I hate my job.
Yeah, the fake diamonds are probably in like a Chinese factory where there's blood. Yeah.
No.
Wait a minute. There's people jumping over the railings at the fake diamond plant. Come on, now we can't win.
Honestly, at this point in my life, if I were with someone that's going to spend any more than a few $100s on a ring, I'd be like, that's irresponsible. We're not doing this.
Right, it's a waste of money. It's a waste of money.
That's insane. Like, especially being in New York, rent, and it's just so expensive to be alive here. Like,
you could spend
so stupid.
Like, what about a really cool vacation? That to me seems like it would be better.
And I think that's what he tried to do, this poor guy.
Yeah.
No, he didn't pick a cool vacation. He picked a shitty vacation. But it cost as much as two cool vacations. So
I don't even know if he had a question. I think he just ended with like, I'm not ready for marriage. And I mean, he goes, I at 22, I didn't think any of that. Like, so it's like, I just told her to stop and relax. Like, I don't even think, I think he's
so it's
just
less
venting.
Of a question and more of something for us to call him dumb for.
Yeah. Because, like, now that I look back, he's not asking for our advice at all. He's
just wants
saying,
a hug.
No, he's just saying, yeah, I know I was talking about babies and shape of the ring and our future as if it was going to be tomorrow, but I think she was stupid for thinking that way.
See, a lot of people say you can't cock tease women because they don't have cocks. Not true. Yeah. He just did it.
It's the cock that lives right here.
Yeah.
The heart cock.
They got little cocks in their heart, and he teased it.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to tell her how long till he'll be ready for marriage, or just be really clear,
Yeah.
And this is crazy, man.
She could probably
have
do
a really
better.
Clear conversation, because in his brain, he was doing the right thing. They already live together. They're taking this trip. They're celebrating 2 years. He's in for the long haul, and in her mind, she's like, well, we're in for the long haul, so might as well get it. Like, they're just missing the mark.
Right.
They need to just talk about it.
If you know, you know. And then you guys are just committed by law. So if anything goes wrong, you can chop off their head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, since he's not asking a question, stop harassing her with all this baby talk. Like, leave her alone. That's my final advice, okay? When you're ready, just pop the question and get it done with and... Stop bringing it up if you're not going to marry her.
But that's so fun. That's the fun part.
I just can't believe he would, like, they would laugh about, like, he sends her baby reels.
I mean, it's
thing. Wow, that's wild.
It seems like he is, like, in the future, like, of course we want these things. He just wasn't aware that she thought that meant, like, today, like, yesterday. But it's cute that he's like, oh, I do want these things. It's fun. That's fun.
I mean, I guess they're younger.
I am so on her side. I cannot.
The shape is too specific. That's because why else would you care? It's not even that interesting. Oh, oval princess.
What dude gives a shit about women's rings that ain't gonna buy a woman a ring? Yeah. That's psychotic.
That's
a psychotic thing to ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was for when I got my ring, I was just expecting like it to be nothing that I wanted because I I figured my husband wouldn't ask me like anything about Shay. No,
and she figured right. But her friend did undercover research for me.
That's
her
great.
Her friend took her to the jewelry store.
That was honestly, after I was so surprised, that was one of the first things like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah. It was all her friend. She was like, I took her to the jewelry store because I happened to be getting a necklace fixed or whatever.
Smart.
And I was just babbling to her about rings, making it seem like nothing. But here's everything you need to know. This is exactly
good friend.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
you got
an amazing friend.
You got to find sort of espionage agents, you know, on the other person's team, and they'll give you all the information. This guy did it the opposite.
Yeah,
he asked her directly and had no intention
of
marrying her.
And he wanted it to be a surprise. Like you don't.
Yeah.
It,
wow.
You have to go around the corner if you want to make it a surprise.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, I was like, I'm gonna propose. Here's the types of rings. Tell me which kind you like.
That's also just getting a good down approach.
On do you want A? Do you want B?
Yeah.
It's like The Bachelor when they're like, they've got five rings.
Neil Diamond. Okay. Wait, no, Neil Lane. They call him Neil Lane. Sorry. They have a ring guy that goes on The Bachelor. His name's Neil Lane.
Sorry,
I watch way too much reality TV. His name's Neil Lane, and he has the guy that's going to propose to the girl. He has him pick out the ring, the Neil Lane ring.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But they never actually get married, right? So, like, his rings might be bad luck.
Sometimes they do. I mean, I think almost all of them are divorced, except for maybe two of them.
I think you have to give the ring back if you don't end up getting married. But if you do get married, you get to keep the ring.
Is that by the law?
I think it's just
part
of the
law. I know that it's a law in some states because it says it was a promise that something that didn't happen.
Oh, I mean, like, to the bachelor.
The producer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because
you can keep the ring if you get married, but you have to give it back if you don't.
I guess if the woman backs out, she could offer to give the ring back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just... Asking her about rings and then not asking her to marry him is psychotic. He set himself up. The fact that he didn't know that this would get her hopes up. And then they're going to Disneyland, which for Disney adults, those psychotic people, that's a big deal.
In the Middle Ages, if you even asked a woman what kind of ring she wanted, that was considered a marriage.
And
the Pope would have you burned at the stake for what he did.
Right. That guy from the end of Braveheart would have showed up in his red cloak. Right. Here we see the awful price of treason. And it would be a different ride that day, man. Drawn and quartered.
Yeah, that's my final advice. Stop getting her hopes up, buddy.
Stop heart dicking her around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stop heart dicking. Can we chant
stop
that?
Heart dicking.
Stop heart dicking.
Stop heart dicking. That's right. It's my favorite Carrie Underwood song. I love that song. Anyway, I think we answered that question. Stop heart dicking. Go draw and quarter yourself. Figure out how to do it. I think we answered that one.
Dude's really telling on themselves on this Reddit.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess Reddit is mostly dudes, so it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Marlene on YouTube says a washing machine is better than any ring.
Yes, that's right. What my mom got for, she
Boom.
Wanted
oh,
a washing
so sweet.
Machine. She never wanted an engagement ring. She wanted a washing machine.
That's the move, an engagement washing machine.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to be a stay-at-home wife. What are you talking about?
I think we answered that one perfect. This has been an awesome episode.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much to both of our guests. Thank you to Sarah Shipley. Thank you to Freddie G. Yes. Thank you most of all to the listeners, man, especially the listeners there in the chat. Thank you to Matt. Thank you to Abiola. Thank you to Colin. Thank you to Marlene and Tom. Thank you to Joel. Thank you to Matt. Thank you to everybody out there. Until next week, this is the Twisted Cupid Podcast. Like and subscribe. We're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, later. Woo-hoo.